Good morning. It's Morning Edition here on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Paul Zangary. Well, after a month of speculation or so, it appears, maybe more, that the Pawtucket Red Sox have been sold. To talk about what this means for the city of Pawtucket and for the state as a whole and, well, sports fans, I'm joined in the studio by our political analyst and avid baseball fan, Scott McKay. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Paul.
Scott, that's actually been going on for some while, the speculation about the Paw Sox being on the block.
Yeah, the Boston Globe's Nick Cafardo, their longtime veteran baseball writer, broke the story back in November that Madeline Mondor, who is the widow of Ben Mondor, the beloved longtime owner of the Paw Sox, had put the team up for sale. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a consortium of Rhode Island prominent business people, along with the Red Sox themselves, their ownership group as a minority owner, have put together a proposal to buy the team, and the announcement could come as early as today, we're told.
Okay. Now, you used the term the beloved Ben Mondor, and I don't think anyone would dispute that. One of the things that he actually managed to accomplish was a family-friendly experience that people could afford at McCoy Stadium. Is that going to continue?
Probably not. Mm. I think that we're about to write the obituary for McCoy Stadium as a venue for the Paw Sox. Of course, they're the Red Sox top AAA farm team and have been for many years. What Mondor did was he loved it. He was a retired businessman who'd made a lot of money, and he bought the team for the debt. He took it out of bankruptcy when it was faltering at McCoy Stadium and was able to build it into a very family-friendly enterprise. And one of the things he did was keep admission price is very low, particularly for those 65 and over and those 12 and under. Mm-hmm. Concession prices were relatively reasonable. You could take a carload of kids to the Paw Sox for less than the cost of a movie.
And park for the bubble.
Yes, that's correct. He really was about the baseball. Mm-hmm. Now, the economics of sports has changed since the 1970s. And one of the problems with Pawtucket is that there are not a lot of amenities around McCoy Stadium. It's hard to get to. It's not near interstate highway ramps. There's a couple of bar rooms there, an old fire station, and a pretty mediocre Asian restaurant. But there's not a lot of things. There's no mini Patriot place.
Just the industrial highway.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's the reason, I guess, why they're looking at new locations.
Well, the economics of the business decrees that you make money by building a new park and moving mm-hmm. it. And certainly people like Tom Ryan and Terry Murray would know how to get corporate sponsorship. To build a new stadium, probably we hear in Providence, there's talk of something downtown mm-hmm. on the 195 land. And certainly you're near some of the state's best restaurants. There's waterfront taverns. It's a whole lot more profitable a place than the old McCoy Stadium built back in the Depression by the famous Pawtucket mayor, Tommy McCoy.
Right.
And, you know, nowadays we're in the era of giant telecom stadium or big bank ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still McCoy Stadium like Fenway Park. It's an old-timey place. There was a threat years ago in the mid-90s when Bill Weld, governor of Massachusetts, wanted to build a $40 million stadium and move the Paw Sox to Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mondor was able to stay in Pawtucket because he got help from the state of Rhode Island. Pawtucket had more clout in those days. The speaker was John Harwood,
mm-hmm.
and the finance chairman was Tony Pires, and the governor was Link Almond, who was a Lincoln neighbor and friend of Ben Mondor. So the state put in about $12 million in bonds. Mondor himself put up $4 or $5 million of his own money. They renovated the park, and they increased the capacity to about 10,000.
If the Paw Sox do become the Pro Sox, I guess that they'd wind up being, what does that mean for McCoy? Is it just empty, or could there be any other interest in the place?
Well, it's owned by the city of Pawtucket, and the state has a leaseback deal that goes back to the 90s. So it's really uncertain what happens here. We did hear, I heard late last night, that Mayor Donald Grebian was briefed mm-hmm. by the new ownership group on this transaction. And, of course, he's not very happy.
I doubt it, yeah. Yeah, as far as timing works out now, if the papers are passing, I suppose, or whatever is involved in actually changing the ownership, but a new stadium can't be built overnight. So I guess that means the Paw Sox in Pawtucket for a while yet.
Well, they do have a lease that runs through the year 2021, so hopefully April 16th, if the snow ever stops, will be opening day at McCoy Stadium for the Paw Sox this year and probably for the next 2 to 3 or 4 years. Who knows how long it'll be? We do know one thing. Mm-hmm. You can't build a stadium overnight.
Yeah, that's true. One other thing. You mentioned the ownership group, and they're all prominent Rhode Islanders, business, successful people, but baseball fans too, I understand.
Yeah, Terry Murray in particular is a huge baseball fan. I would see him at opening day, even when he was the region's top banker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever missed an opening day at Fenway Park. One of those years, he told former Journal sports editor Art Martone that, well, I lost $13 million today, but the Red Sox won, and he kind of joked about it. So it's a good day overall. Okay. He used to have seats, and he may still have them, right down on the field, in the front row between the Red Sox dugout and home plate, and he was there. You'd often see him there with his grandchildren sometimes or his friends, and he really was and still is, I'm sure, a very avid baseball fan.
Okay. What are you doing opening day?
Well, I hope to be there.
All right. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst and sports fan, especially baseball fan, Red Sox fan, I can add, Scott McKay. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
And thanks for following that.